I'm up here on this frigid mountaintop looking for my co-host, Don. Oh, there he is.
Hi, Yael.
Don, what are you doing up here in your skivvies?
The testing of theory. We all know hot air rises, right? So I figured this mountaintop would be much warmer than the valley below.
Go put some clothes on. We'll find out why your theory is just a lot of hot air on today's Moment of Science. Hot air rises, true, but that's not the whole story, because rising air also cools. The initially hot air cools more and more as it rises, eventually getting as cold as this.
I don't get it.
Let's look at the bigger picture. The hot air in the valley got hot in the first place because it was warmed by the ground. The ground is much better than the air at absorbing sunlight.
So the sun warms the ground, which warms the air around it.
Right. And the hot air does rise, but it gives up its heat as it rises. That's because there's less air pressure at higher altitudes, and lower pressure makes that rising bubble of hot air expand. The more the air expands due to the low air pressure, the colder it gets. That's one of the basic laws of physics.
So
it's warm in the valley because the air pressure is higher, and there's all that warm ground to heat the air. Up here, there's lots of low-pressure air.
And not a lot of ground.
Exactly.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.